The stranger's arresting hazel eyes tangled with hers, jarring Myra to her toes. And then he smiled. A dazzling flash of teeth in his tanned face. In a twinkling, her mind went blank as a sheet of fresh foolscap. In a completely foreign fashion, she became all gangly limbs, caught her toe on her hem, and with a strangled squawk, somewhere between a crane's whoop and a sheep's bleat, toppled right off the cart, into his arms. Oh, curdled custard! Leaping forward, somehow he'd managed to close the distance in a blink of an eye. She found herself clasped to a marvellous, solidly muscled chest, while equally impressive fine arms cradled her shoulders and legs. The barest hint of mahogany whiskers shadowed the angular breadth of his neck and jaw, mere delicious inches away. And she forgot to breathe. What a magnificent specimen of manhood! And he held her in his arms. Quite the most spectacular accident ever to befall a maiden. When her faulty lungs decided to function again, the most pleasant masculine scent filled her nostrils. Not a heavy fragrance, but a fresh, crisp, yet slightly musky scent. Perhaps a hint of ale and tobacco, too. She inhaled a thorough, prolonged breath. Probably indecorous, that, although neither Mum nor Betty had ever specifically warned her against sniffing gentlemen. Who was he? Why hadn't she seen him in Glen Leash before? Perhaps he only travelled through their unremarkable hamlet. Ugh, of course he did. The small village offered little in the way of entertainment or commerce. Why did the thought cause such profound disappointment? Myra wasn't free to harbour romantic notions, not even in the most secret, most remote recesses of her mind. Well, fine, perhaps in the most clandestine, most isolated niches that even she daren't peek at except once or twice, in the dark of night, with her head buried beneath her thick coverlet. From the Cooran boots enclosing the gentleman's feet to his nutmeg-coloured jacket and dark blue waistcoat, the stranger's attire shouted quality. Hatless and tartan-free as he was, she couldn't hazard a guess as to his clan, or if he even boasted Scottish heritage at all. Might he be a Sassenach? A Frenchman? Perhaps. But his vivid colouring implied Scots or Irish. He cocked his russet head, and his eyes, an unusual but enthralling shade between summer moss and toasted almonds, glinted merrily at her. An unhurried smile bent his strong lips, revealing a charming dimple in his left cheek, and further crimping the corner of his twinkling eyes. From the creases also framing his strong, still upturned mouth, it appeared he smiled habitually. Instead of mortification engulfing her, as would be appropriate, of its own accord, her mouth swept upward, accompanied by a wave of sheer and wholly foreign giddiness. And by rumble thumps, she, Myra, Effie, Lilius Finlay, was not the giddy, gay, flibbertigibbet sort. Perfectly content, she made no effort to leave the blissful security of his arms, and he seemed disinclined to release her as well.